One thing that I've definitely learned since starting Coffee Mumbo Jumbo 3 years ago and my journey into the depth of the mysteries of coffee is to always take advice from other people. People are in the know-how, people are in the coffee community, whether it is roasters, coffee hunters, baristas, people who run amazing coffee shops, artisan roasters I'm talking about, of course. And here, London, the metropole of specialty coffee, is just an amazing area and community to really hone in your coffee knowledge and pushing your own limits as a barista and coffee connoisseur and lover of this mysterious drink that gives so much pleasure to so many people around the world. And yesterday was another point taken in that specific area that I'm talking about, because Dan from Caravan Coffee Roasters, and they've got two shops, one in Exmouth Market and one, the new one in King's Cross, is just another person that exudes passion for coffee. And I swung by yesterday because he promised me a bag of the Yirga Chefe that they've roasted, and that their amazing barista, Estelle, competed with the Yirga Chefe Dumerso coffee from Ethiopia at the Barista Championships. And of course, on the Saturday, in her semi-final round, she actually made best espresso with this very coffee. And I tried it already at the London Coffee Festival when Dan was there pulling shots on the La Madoka, and it is an amazing coffee. Of course, it is a coffee that I have been familiarized with last year already when I got a batch of Yirga Chefe Dumerso, the same coffee but roasted by small batch in Hove, and I absolutely loved that coffee. It made my top espresso last year of all the espressi that I've tried last year. So with a lot of anticipation and a lot of enthusiasm, I've got this bag here, and I must say that I've got all the parameters that Dan gave me, that Estelle used for the championships. So we're dosing at 20 grams, we're at 93 C at the brew head, all those things I can of course do with my scales, with my R58 Rocket dual boiler PID, so I can control the temperature. And we're wanting to, in 30 seconds, yield between 32 and 34 grams of fluid. Now, I was amazed, as much fluid as they want, really, in that extraction. But that's how she tasted it. That's what she thought really made a difference with that particular coffee. And I must say, I've had to push my limits yet again here to try and do that as well as I can. The 20 grams dosing was fair enough and easy to do with my scales. Now, I had a bit of a problem with the grind. It was still running, maybe just a touch fast, but really only a touch fast, because in 28 seconds it yielded me 32 grams of coffee. So maybe had I not been a bit too worried, I could have let it run another second or so and maybe got a bit more gram fluid. But the thing is, how does it taste? That is always the most important thing. How does it taste? Now, this coffee smells already amazing. I mean, strawberries, sweetness. I mean, you have to try Yirga Chefe Dumerso to know what I'm actually referring to, because the grind itself is just, I mean, it's like a bouquet of strawberries right there in front of your nose. And, well, I just have to put my lips to it. Well, it is lovely. But if I'm hypercritical, I don't have as good an extraction as Dan did for me at the London Coffee Festival. I don't know where and how I've gone wrong, but it is, for my palate, it's just a touch too sour. And I think it's down to me, because that bean is amazing. If I remember rightly also, if my memory serves me right, the roast that I received from Small Batch was just maybe that touch darker than this one. And Dan asked me yesterday, you're going to use it as an espresso, or are you going to do a filter coffee with it? I said espresso, but I think I have to also do a filter coffee with this. In fact, yesterday he served me this as a filter coffee and it was amazing at the shop. So I'm sure it's easier to replicate a filter coffee. But this is a lovely bean. It is a lovely bean.